Well, essentially, when we were looking at the municipal building project and at some of the spaces that were pretty unusable in that in the old parking area, the thought was sprung to mind that the putting the community tree down there would put it on borough property and wouldn't inconvenience any businesses while it was displayed for the Christmas season. And, you know, I want to say that the lit signs have been fantastic over the years with their donation of space, very generous. And the move is definitely not because they've requested the move. It's just a recognition of the inconvenience that it causes them over the years. They sell parking in that lot, and the Elvercon restaurant is right there. And so it's it definitely is an inconvenience for them. And so the thought was, if we can move that to a location that is still very visible but lessens that inconvenience, then it'd be a good idea.
So it will be going to the parking lot, the new parking lot area by the municipal building. Is it near where the old Petersburg Automotive was, or?
It's actually up towards the Main Street.
Okay.
There's a wash gravel area in between the parking lot and the municipal building. And so Public Works has installed a subsurface vertical culvert, you know, to act as a tree stand, and all we have to do is brush back the wash gravel, take the cover off the tree stand, and plant the tree, and shore it up, and then it can be decorated. And I think it'll be a really nice addition to the municipal building as well. It'll dress our main governmental building during the season, so that'll be nice.
Okay. Has this always been a borough or city function?
For as long as I can have been involved, it has been. I'm not really sure how it got that way, because the Chamber of Commerce is obviously very involved in the community tree. They're a large sponsor of that. And so I'm not really sure how the city and now borough fits into that. But it is a community event, and we're happy to be involved. It is a struggle sometimes to find the right tree, the tree location that we have now isn't as conducive to a humongous Christmas tree like we've seen in the past. So the trees will be smaller from here on out. But I'm hoping that it'll be easier to decorate and maybe might look a little better because of the smaller size. The large trees are impressive, but it's really hard to decorate them. One of the issues that we've had as a public works department in trying to locate the tree every year has been the difficulty, and it sounds silly, but, you know, being in the middle of the Tongass National Forest, it's really hard to find a nice, full, symmetrical Christmas tree that's close to the road where we can move it into town and plant it. And so this year, we're trying to take advantage of some of the recent donations in recent years from private citizens who had trees on their property that were really nice trees, but they, for whatever reason, just didn't want them in their property anymore. So they donated them to the borough, and Public Works went and harvested them and used those for the community tree. And some really nice trees have come out of that process. So, and that was without really soliciting any donations from the community. Well, this year, cooperation with the Chamber of Commerce, we are asking the community for donations or nominations of community Christmas tree. And hopefully, you know, somebody will have that really nice tree that it isn't working for them anymore. They want to put a garage in or something like that. We can come and remove that tree and use it as a community tree for everybody's enjoyment, and they can get that tree off of their property at no cost to them.